When a community is struggling with a social issue, theater can be a place to explore it. Arthur Miller's The Crucible was famously an allegory for McCarthyism. Tony Kushner's Angels in America was a reckoning on AIDS and homosexuality in the 80s. Normal Community High School senior Emma Williams sees power in theater, too. She's directing the play Tigers Be Still this weekend at her school. It touches on mental health issues, and proceeds from the show will go to PATH. Along with her technical director, Kim Holm, Williams tells me that the play is her capstone sociology project, combining a personal passion with a social good.
So I'm a big theater person, and I got into it a couple years ago, and so I knew that I wanted to do a show that would donate to a local cause. And we were running across scripts, and we found Tigers Be Still, which is kind of like a lighthearted approach to a good amount of serious topics such as like depression, anxiety, the crippling effects that it can have on people's lives, and guilt and loss and things like that. So we felt like this was a really good piece to kind of give people a good entry point on some really hard-to-discuss topics. And it is a reading, so it's a minimalistic set where they're sitting in their chairs and then they have prop boxes, rather than doing a big, full-blown kind of production, because this isn't a main stage for community. So,
can you briefly describe the plot of Tigers Be Still so folks can kind of catch up to what they might be seeing?
It is an ensemble cast, so we've got four characters. The main character's name is Sherry, and she has just graduated with a master's degree in art therapy. And she has not been able to get a job, which happens sometimes after coming out of college in these circumstances. And so because of that, she had spent a month living at home, depressed and not able to get out of bed, not very motivated. Her mother is going through a very similar thing, and her sister has just been recently dumped by her fiancé, and she's been coping by stealing items from her fiancé's home, so not really great, and also kind of going through very similar things. And she gets hired at a school as an art teacher, and she is asked by the principal to not only be an art teacher, but to kind of counsel his son, who has taken a gap year from college and is working at CVS and is also a little depressed. So it's kind of this, their story within, kind of, yeah.
The antics that ensue.
The antics that ensue, yes, that's a good way of putting it.
There's a number of ways to have conversations about mental health, right? You could, we've done like panel discussions at WGLT. You could have, one-on-one, obviously, private discussions with policymakers. You could have big legislative debates. There's a number of ways to do this. Why do you think theater is a good kind of venue to talk about some of these weightier issues that are tied up in this play?
Theater is, I think, it's a form of media that's very intimate because you are right there with the actors that are right in front of you. Whereas like in a movie, you're just kind of watching them. You're very detached based off of like the screen and everything. But theater, you're right there with these people. And we talk about it in Theater One about the suspension of disbelief. And you kind of buy into like this is, you're going to go on these people with this adventure and you're going to live through their experiences. And I think that's the best way to talk about mental health. You don't really get the full picture unless you really, you know, you talk to people and you hear like what it is really like. And it's a big thing, not only in high school. And it's things that we don't really like talking about, I've noticed. And I feel like there's a major drought in this area of discussion. And I wanted to be able to kind of put in my take, which might be a little bit different as somebody who's experienced mental health things but knows a lot of people who have experienced mental health things in such a timely area. So I felt like theater is an entertaining way to get to a very serious topic.
Can you expand on the comment you made about a kind of a drought of discussion about these issues locally? What do you mean, and what do you think is missing from the conversation?
In regard to, like, counseling services and also just, like, from personal experience, child psychiatrists, there are maybe, like, two in town mm-hmm. who provide services, and it depends on insurance, and it's very overly complicated, which, in my opinion, should be fixed. But it's very difficult to talk about, and also just in school, there's kind of a stigma, and also in the world of just, like, oh, well, you go to counseling. Well, that's like, we don't talk about it. The discussion usually stops there, and I don't feel like that's healthy.
In our school specifically, there are a lot of issues that students face in like their day-to-day. We're all teenagers going through our own struggles, and then we're all thrown together at once. And we in the school don't necessarily have all those resources because there's 2,000 of us and five counselors. And yeah.
Also, in regard to like PATH specifically, like they do a lot of major work within the community, and I hadn't heard about them prior to this year. And with all of the work that they're doing, I feel like just the fact that they aren't a part of like everyday discussion, and like we're not avidly talking about the suicide hotline that they provide locally to us, or like even the homelessness that can occur from like major droughts of month-long depressions when you don't get up to go to work, like you lose your job and then you could lose your house. So it's just things like that where I felt like this needed to be said with this particular organization.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I visited Normal Community High School this week to watch Emma, Kim, and the cast rehearse for Saturday's production of Tigers Be Still.
So he didn't tell you about the therapy?
No.
Ah, awkward. Okay, so the deal is, so part of my job is to work with you inside the classroom, and part of my job is to help rehabilitate you outside of the classroom. I'm an art therapist, Zach. This is your first art therapy session. What are you doing?
Sometimes I can feel my brain trying to flee my skull. It's nothing, continue.
He said he was going to tell you. Your father, he said you knew. Why did you think you were here?
In the last couple of years have been a lot of things in pop culture on Netflix that sort of walk toward this line of mental health, especially among young people. I think of shows like 13 Reasons Why, and there are a number of shows kind of like that. From what you've seen in popular culture, I know it's a screen, it's different than theater. What do you think that pop culture and pop media gets right about these discussions, and where do you think they maybe come up a little bit short?
I think that we take it from one very singular perspective. I think that it is it's usually very dark, which is definitely one aspect of mental health. Like it is very serious. It does need to be discussed. And talking about that with young people as a young person is important. People should know. But also I think that perspective can be intimidating, and it can also kind of alienate people and create very polarized opinions about mental health. And one thing that I really like about Tigers Be Still is it is not afraid to say those things, but it takes it, it comes right out of left field with it. Like of, oh, we're going to, it's okay to kind of like laugh at the absurdities of this young woman who is stealing like karaoke machines and dogs and like things that are totally absurd from her ex-fiance's house. Like there's some absurdity amongst her depression and her anxiety where it's like, okay, that's a little far. And I think sometimes people are too nervous and like to dance around the subject where they're not apt to laugh at those things, where this is like, it's okay, this is a safe space to do that.
Kim and then Emma, what do you hope that people take away from this play? If they come Saturday night and they watch it, what do you want them to walk away with?
Like, mental health issues are an everyday experience for like so many people in our community, and so I think it's important to normalize them in a way, to normalize the discussion around them, and to realize that like the discussion around mental health doesn't just have to be a discussion about suicide. It could be about how depression can affect you in the everyday, from the simplest things like getting ready in the morning to getting enough sleep, just simple things like that, and the discussion of the mundane. You know, I feel like that's what we're missing a lot of.
Emma, what about you?
Number one, I want to bring awareness to PATH. Speaking from my own experience, like I said, I knew nothing about it, and I feel like it is a resource that young people and older people in our community should know about alike. But also just like the little things, and that it is okay to kind of, I don't know, that it is an everyday thing, and that people, even people you wouldn't necessarily assume, deal with it. And we all deal with things in different ways.
That's Emma Williams and Kim Holm, both seniors at Normal Community High School. Their production of Tigers Be Still is at 7 p.m. Saturday at the Normal Community Auditorium. Proceeds will benefit PATH.